Welcome back to an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. I am Alexis Downey here at the Paul Correa Studio. Today is Monday, September 8th, which means if I look at my calendar here, how close are we to the start of hockey season? Almost exactly 1 month till the Ducks take the ice. They're going to start on the road this year, but almost 1 month till the start, which means that we have training camp, we have the media days, we have the rookie face-off, all these exciting things coming up over the next couple weeks. But that leads us to what this episode is here today. Last Friday, the Anaheim Ducks held their annual Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic presented by Honda that benefits the Anaheim Ducks Foundation. Always a super fun day. All the sponsors and other people that show up to golf with our players. It's such an awesome day. And this year it was held at the Teharis Creek Golf Club in Rancho Santa Margarita. So a different location. Beautiful day. It was hot out there on the course, but the guys had a ton of fun and we got to catch up with them throughout the day. So you're going to hear from Ryan Strome, Troy Terry, the newest Duck, Chris Kreider, Coach Joel Quinville, Jackson Lacombe, Ryan Poehling, Radko Gudas, Lucas Dostal, and Sam Colangelo. All the guys were golfing as a part of this day. And also to note, not all the Ducks players were here for the event yet. Some of them are still making their way into town. So that's why not all of the guys on the team were there. However, these were the guys that we got to catch up with on the course. So without further ado, let's get to those interviews, starting off with Ryan Strome.
All right, we're here at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic alongside Ryan Strome. Stromer, good to see you. How was your summer?
It was awesome. A little longer than I like, but great to be back and a real nice enthusiasm amongst the guys, and I'm sure the fans feel the same way. So we're excited to be here, and I can't believe it's already here, but we're ready to go.
And it's funny too, because usually this Golf Classic is maybe a couple weeks into being here, but this is the first big event getting to see all the guys. What was it like this morning coming in?
Yeah, get hit with an appearance right at the beginning of the season is always nice. Shout out to Chris Loomis for that one, but no, it's good. I think we want to hit the ground running in training camp, be focused on hockey, be focused on the task at hand. And this is a nice way. I think everyone's kind of easing back into it right now. So it's fun. I think there's a real excitement. Anytime you get around, 15, 20 guys again, it's exciting. And everyone looks like they had a good summer, had some fun, and I'm ready to go. And, the skates back here the last couple weeks have been pretty enthusiastic, some good competition out there. So it's fun. And, we're looking forward to a great season. And this is the first stepping stone towards that, and there's a lot of new coaches and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to kind of meet everybody, and when the hockey stuff starts, hopefully you're just able to hit the ground running.
We won't get into your summer too much because we do have media days for that, but with this Golf Classic, it's at a different course this year. What do you think about the course so far? I mean, we're getting you early in the day.
But... Yeah, I mean, we just made an eagle in the first hole, but we got to tee off like way ahead for some hockey shots. So no, it's nice. I think anytime you get to be out here with sponsors and big fans of the team, it's fun. Doesn't think it really matters where we're at, and the Ducks do a great job of always connecting with whatever corporate sponsors they may be or fans, like I mentioned. So it's a fun day. I think everyone here realizes what it means to the group of people you're playing with. It's an exciting day for them. So we like to come out here and have some fun and have some laughs and hit some bad shots have some fun. Yeah,
a little hotter than some of the past Golf Classics that we've had though today.
Yeah, we're a little inland here. Yeah. I thought we could stay near the water more and drop a few degrees, but no, it's nice to be back, and it's never a bad day on the golf course, that's for sure.
Did you get a lot of golf in over the summer?
I did. I played a pretty good amount. I played a lot here at the end of the season when I stayed out mm-hmm. here, and then I actually got to go to Ireland on a golf trip. That was kind of the peak of my summer, and that was pretty fun. After the Ireland trip, I kind of had to get back into hockey mode, but it was a lot of fun, and I've never been to that part of the world, so it was a great experience mm-hmm. and a lot of golf, and I think I golfed out of my system. I was ready to play hockey again, and here we are.
So your friend Chris Kreider, this is his first Golf Classic. You talked to him this morning, how is he feeling to get to see everyone?
And yeah, I mean, I think for him, it's probably a little bit, weird. He's been in the same place for like almost 15 years. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge change, right? Even when you're, walking around, when I'm, saying hi to people in the morning, he's got no clue who I'm talking to, right? So it's just a bit of an adjustment period, but he's a very social guy. I mean, there's already some controversy in the fantasy football league, so you can maybe ask him about that.
Okay.
And he's come in and hit the ground running, and mm-hmm. He fits in great. And I know what he brings on and off the ice, and I think the fans and the team are just going to love him. And it's fun to have familiar faces and some older guys, and mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Who's running the fantasy football league this year?
Troy.
Okay. All right. We'll check back in on the controversy
is between him and Troy, so you're gonna want to hear about that.
All right, Stromer. Good luck with your round today.
Thank you.
Troy Terry joins us now at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic. Troy, how's your round going?
Good so far. A couple under, missed a few that we left out there putting, but so far so good.
You've been a part of this for many years now, but it's at a new course this year. What do you think about the course? Have you played here?
Yeah, I played here like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was actually like in the fall. So I loved, like, the leaves changed out here, and it felt like fall, but the course is nice. You know, they've been great to us, and so far it's been great.
And this is the first big event. You guys are all together as a team. Not everyone's here in town yet, but for everyone that you've gotten to see, you know, what was it like coming in this morning and saying hello to maybe some faces that you hadn't seen yet?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a few skates, so I've seen a lot of guys, and then, there's even more guys I hadn't seen today, and, you know, it's always a fun time of year. You know, right before camp, there's excitement and just getting to see all the guys again, so.
I heard that you are the leader for this year's fantasy football. Mm. How's that going? I also heard something about Chris Kreider.
Where'd you hear that from?
Someone told me a little bit ago.
Yeah, I mean.
How did you take that, and how's it going?
He started our friendship off a certain way, taking a certain cowboy that he knew that I liked, so. I mean, it's all fun, so, but yeah, I mean, me and him we've got some things to talk about, to say the least.
On the side of hockey, what is it like having him join the team this year?
Yeah, he's a player that, you know, as an American, you know, I've always, you know, been a big fan of, and just watching, you know, how he plays the game. And, you know, I've only been at the rink with him, you know, 2 days now, and I can just see his, you know, how he is as a pro and just how he is as a guy. I think he brings a lot of experience and a lot of things that this group really needs.
As far as the rest of the day here, what is maybe your more favorite part about this event?
Yeah, I mean, like you said earlier, getting to see all the guys again, and then, getting to meet people and, you know, see everyone who's kind of behind, you know, the Ducks and the golf's fun. So anytime you get out to be on the course, it's fun.
You're coming up on the hole-in-one hole. Have you ever had a hole-in-one?
I have not. Thank you for asking. Okay, but I've been very close, and maybe today's the day.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Troy. We're here with Coach Quinville at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic. Coach, welcome to your first golf classic.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. Great to see all the players together playing with a great group of guys. We got the women right behind us. It's a, we're having a lot of fun. It's great.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, it hasn't been too long into your round, but how's it going with your team?
Well, the team is, we played 2 holes here, right? And we're 3 under par after 2 holes. So it's like, hey, we're, you know, I know it's not, we can't sustain it, but so far, unbelievable.
Do you play a lot of golf yourself?
I played more in the last 4 years than I did before, but, I'm a hacker. I'm no good, but I enjoy playing, especially in a day like today.
And you mentioned it, having all the guys here. This is like the first big event before, you know, so some of the things over the next month in September. Yeah. What was it like just seeing all of them come in? And, you know, I'm sure you've gotten to know them a little bit over the last couple months and weeks.
Yeah. Well, seeing them physically, you know, you talk to them and you see some of them here and there. And then you get the collection of all of them on the green, or not all of them, but most of them. I just can't believe how big everybody is. It was like one guy's bigger than the next, and it's a exciting moment for us to be part of the team and where it's at in its development, and excited to be a part of it. And they're all excited, which I love, and I can't be any more excited than I am.
We spoke with Coach Woodcroft over the summer, and he was sharing that you guys were doing a lot of Zoom meetings as a coaching staff to get ready for the season. What was it like getting to know them and in preparation for the year?
I think it was great. It was, you know, fresh for everybody. You know, a lot of new guys from different stages of their coaching careers, different opportunities. Everybody, you know, whether it's Jay with the PP or Ryan with the PK or Faceoffs, and talking about all their different systems and drills and how you want to do training camp. So progressively every week we had a different topic and shared a lot of ideas and stories and developed friendships in that short amount of time. And hey, it's we're all excited to get to see everybody together yesterday, and so it's a good group. I'm really excited about working with these guys. They're going to help everybody around the whole team, and we'll all be sharing a lot of responsibilities as well.
Have you guys golfed together? Is that something that
no,
the coaching
not yet.
Staff
this
wants
weekend,
to do?
We got a doubleheader this weekend coming up, so looking forward to it. We'll find out who the biggest hacker
yeah,
really is.
Yeah, there might be some chatting before that, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, Coach, a couple more things just about the day, you know, being a part of this event. It's a big event, as you know, with all the sponsors and everyone that comes out to it. But it's also in maybe a new location for you in Orange County. Have you been out here before to this golf course or anything?
No, new to me. Just driving around the last couple days and I'm getting a little bit more familiarized, but you know, getting the roads and getting every, you know, make sure I got my thing plugged in, where to go and how to get there. And hey, this is a nice place. Oh, it's beautiful. Like OC, it's been, wow. I'm very happy about where we're at and where we're gonna stay this year and the vibe and the area we're at as well.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it as well. Good luck with your round. It looks like you guys are getting ready for this one and hopefully you guys hit them straight, as Rad Koguta said this morning.
And not too often.
Right. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic alongside Chris Kreider, one of the newest faces on the team this season. How are you liking the Golf Classic today?
It's been a lot of fun. Got a great group, weather's fantastic, so yeah, we're having a good time.
I'm gonna just start by asking you, I heard there was a little bit of controversy at the fantasy football pick for the team with Troy, so I talked to him about that, but starting on a hot note, I'll say.
Yeah, I didn't really endear myself to my new teammates, I think, by taking the player that he wanted, but it's fantasy football.
It's the way it is, and glad the team has that for this season. Something fun to do. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about this day. So, you know, how's it been going, and what have you thought about the course?
Well, I think we're setting a course record right now, right? Yeah. So I think that's okay. The course is in great shape. The weather's.
It's perfect day
it's
for
Southern
golf.
California.
Yeah, yeah. How have you been settling into Orange County?
So far, so good. Just got here Wednesday, so. I think still a little bit on East Coast time, but everyone's super nice, super, super happy, and it's just been a great energy, great vibe.
And it's really been the first big event for the team heading into the next couple weeks, media day and then training camp and all that. What are you looking forward to as you kind of get adjusted to this new group?
Sure. I'm just getting on the ice with everyone, getting to work. Like I said, everyone's super excited, really good energy around the group, so I think we'll win a whole bunch of hockey games this year.
Do you do a lot of golfing?
Nope.
Okay, so this is a little bit out of your norm then.
Exactly.
I was gonna say, did you golf at all this summer?
I wasn't able to really because I had surgery on my
hands. Okay, yeah.
No, I mean, it's always fun to get up.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah,
great, thanks, Alex.
Jackson Lacombe joins us now. Jackson, welcome back to Orange County. How was
thank
your summer?
You. Yeah, it was great. I was in Minnesota for the whole summer, and it was awesome. Got to be home, got a little break, and then just right back to training. So I enjoyed it a lot.
Sure. And we're here at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic. The first big event with the team, really. Yeah. Was it the first time you've seen some of the guys? You mentioned you got in not too long ago.
Yeah, we got in a few nights ago. So we saw a couple of guys at the rink in the last few days, but saw some new faces today. So it was great, and we're having a great time.
I was going to say, how's your round going?
It's going good. We haven't made all of our putts yet, but we're having a lot of fun, and we just enjoy being out here. It's a nice day, too, so it's been great.
What would you say your strength is on the golf course?
My strength? I got to go with my short game. I think my wedges and my higher irons are better. My putting, not so much, but no, I try my best. So.
Did you get to golf much this summer?
I did at the start of summer quite a bit. I was playing a lot of rounds, and then as soon as I kind of ramp up training and skating, my body can't handle it all the whole day like that, so I start to slow down, but quite a bit right away.
And you have had a busy summer, and we're going to save that for the media day when
Sounds
we get
good.
To get into all of that. But this is more about the golf today.
Yeah.
You know, seeing the coaching staff as well, you know, I don't know, maybe this is the first time you have seen them all together, but you know, did you get to talk to them at all before things got going?
Not really, to be honest. I saw maybe one or two of them at the rink, and obviously you're meeting them for the first time, so you have a few conversations, but today was kind of the first day you get to interact with them a little bit, and they're all obviously nice guys, so it's been fun seeing them.
And this is now, you've been at this Golf Classic a few times,
yeah.
So what is your favorite part about this day?
I think just meeting new people. Obviously, every year we play with a different kind of group of people, and they come from different backgrounds, and they work for different companies. So for us, it's great to kind of interact with them and see them, and then obviously see everyone kind of at the beginning of the season. So for us, it's been a lot of fun.
And this is a special hole because it's the hole-in-one. You can win a car.
Yeah.
We were talking about that before this got going, how nice it would be to win that Honda over there.
I mean, I wouldn't mind driving it off the tee box, yeah, that's for sure, but we'll see what happens.
Have you ever had a hole-in-one?
No.
Okay.
So this would be a special one for sure.
Yeah, I just asked Troy that, and he said, thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, I know, either.
It's not the easiest thing, but if it happens,
it's doable for sure, but we'll see what happens.
All right. Good luck today, Jackson.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic alongside Ryan Poehling. Ryan, welcome to the Anaheim Ducks and your first Golf Classic.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a ton of fun. My group is a blast, and we've enjoyed it so far.
So this hole was good to you?
This one was bad to us.
Oh, bad.
Yes,
bad.
This was our first par of the day. We've been birdieing. One of the guys, he can't miss a putt. That was his first missed putt.
Oh,
and then
no.
He chipped in for eagle, too. So we're having a ton of fun and playing well. So, yeah.
Well, you're getting closer to the burger station, which is up at the turn.
That should help us out here. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And this is the first big event, I mean, for you and for the team so far this season. You know, getting to see the guys. What has that been like since you've been in Orange County?
It's a ton of fun. Like, the group here, I've heard a great thing. So just being part of it now is special. And then the community, too. You know, like we talked about the Kaboom thing yesterday, which is great. But then stuff like this, too, you know, giving back to the people that sponsor us and make us do what we do. So it's a ton of fun out here.
And now you're joining a couple other Minnesota guys. So I was talking to Jackson earlier. He's excited to have you here. But did you spend your summer back home in Minnesota?
I did, yeah. Actually, it's funny. After I got traded, about a week later, I played in a softball league, and Jackson was on the other team. So we're in the same softball league. So, yeah, he said hi and welcomed me in. And no, his team's loaded. Yeah, we had a good team. He's got a great team. So, yeah, they beat us there.
We have an office softball team that, in case we ever need help,
we might
have to ask Coach Q on that one.
Yeah.
What have you thought about Orange County since you've been here?
It's been beautiful. You know, I played on the East Coast for a number of years now, so heading out to the West Coast. Obviously, everyone talks about the weather, and, I mean, today we got a great day. This the different living vibes, and like I said, the weather's fantastic.
Big golf guy?
I am. I'm a huge golf guy, yeah. I got no kids by myself, so summertime, that's kind of what keeps me busy. So I love golfing and being out here.
There's a ton of great courses out here. I'm sure you'll hopefully get a little bit of time before training camp
to
play some of them. Mm-hmm. But welcome to the team. Good luck the rest of your day, too.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
We're here with Radko Gudas at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic. Radko, welcome back to OC. How's it been going today?
Thank you. It's been a great day. The weather's awesome. My group's great, so I think we're having a good time out here.
I was going to say, how's it been going with the group? Are you guys doing well, you think?
I think we are, yeah. We have some ups and downs, but overall, I think we're having a great day out here. So it's been nice to get back here together, see all the teams, see all the partners and friends of hockey. So it's been a great day.
Were you able to golf much this summer?
I tried as much as possible, but if it helped my golf game, no.
I was going to say, maybe improved it a little bit this year.
Yeah, like I said, ups and downs.
Yeah. As far as this day goes, I mean, it's the first big event for the team. You know, not everyone's in town yet, but how has it been seeing the guys and getting to chat with some of the new faces?
Well, it's been great. I think the new faces especially enjoy these days because they get to be outside the arena with us and enjoy some little environment, get to know the fans and people around hockey. So it's always fun to get together and do different events than just hockey. So I think everybody was excited to get this going, and it's kind of like the first step of the season getting started.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in the next couple weeks leading into training camp?
Oh, I think improving as a team. I'm excited to get the chemistry, get together with the coaches and find out the way we're going to play this year, and just find out the way things are going to work this year. So it's the best time to expect things to happen. So everybody's excited and wanting to kind of get things going already.
Season 2 as the captain. You excited for that?
Yeah, very much. I got some new faces in the squad, so I can't wait to get to know them as well. Help me with leading the right way. So we did some great moves this offseason, and I'm looking forward to welcome all of them in here and make this a successful season.
Thank you, Radko. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
We're here at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic alongside Lucas Dostal. Lucas, how's your round going?
It's going all right. I have a great group, so the guys are awesome. I'm not a big golfer, so it's not for me, but I've been trying a couple good hits. Most of them are pretty bad, but.
Do you remember which hole you did the best on?
No. Okay. Probably, I think at the start when I was like really like focusing, but then
you're not focusing anymore.
We're just driving around.
Yeah.
With the boys.
Yeah. I was like, your group isn't here to hear that at least. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about it just not too long ago. We were at one of these golf classics, and at the time you didn't even know if you were a lefty or righty. So at least you made some strides on that end.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm probably gonna stick with the left side, just being a lefty.
Did you golf much at all this summer?
Nope. None. Okay. I think the last time I golfed was, I think end of the season when we had something with the team. Like it was us like end of the season. So went to all the boys just golfing. So that was the last time when I was golfing.
Yeah. So well, at least you're getting some practice in here today.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite part about this day?
Probably the sun. The sun is shining. Obviously, it's for the good cause too. So that's it.
One of the things that we've been chatting with some of the guys about is how this is the first big event this season. Mm-hmm. Kind of unusual. Typically, we'd have the media day or something else before. But what has it been like to see them and maybe see some of the new faces as well?
I think actually it's really nice, you know, because we've been meeting at the rink slowly. But this is the event where we can kind of get together. So I actually don't mind it when it's like that before the season, you know, because then there's going to be some time to do some other stuff during the season as well. And but yeah, this is a great event. As I said, you know, I have an awesome group, so I'm having a really good time, and it's also obviously nice to see the guys around.
Well, we'll let you enjoy the rest of your round. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks.
We're here with Sam Colangelo at the Anaheim Ducks Golf Classic. Sam, how's your round going?
Started off good, not so great last few holes, but get a burger in me and maybe bounce back.
So are you at the turn now?
Yeah, okay. I think we've played probably 5 or 6 holes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would be your go-to snack at the turn, typically?
Probably a hot dog, usually.
Okay, yeah. So pretty much on par.
Yeah, no pun intended.
So this is a special day because you get to meet a lot of people, see some new faces, but now this is like the first event for the team, really, this year. What was it like coming in, seeing all the guys?
Yeah, it's nice. Guys have been showing up the last few days, and it's nice to meet the new guys, the new additions to the team. So it's nice to be out here and enjoy the day with everyone, and it's for a good cause, so it's great.
Have you golfed at all since you've been back in OC?
I have not. No, this is my first round in a few weeks, so getting back into the rhythm.
Did you get to golf much this summer?
I went on a few golf trips, played a lot at the beginning of the summer, not as much recently, but yeah, I played a lot this summer. It was great.
What is something that you're looking forward to about the rest of the day?
I think just getting to meet the people I'm playing golf with, hanging out with the guys after the round, and just meeting all the new faces and hanging out with the teammates.
We were doing some rapid fire questions earlier, and one of them I want to ask, who would you pick on the team to be your caddy?
Be my caddy? Stromer.
Why?
I like his game, and he's a pretty fun guy to golf with.
Trustworthy?
So, trustworthy, but he'd have fun with it too, so it'd be good.
Who do you think is maybe not the best golfer on the team?
Cutter.
Oh, and he's not here to defend himself.
No, he's a reverse sandbagger.
All right, Sam, thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Always a fun day when you can get outside the rink, get out on the golf course, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy some great company as well. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Light the Lamp, and hopefully we will see you this weekend at the Golden State Rookie Face-Off. That's going to be held at Great Park Ice. Friday through Sunday, the Ducks games will be on Friday and Sunday. I will have the call alongside Aaron Cooney. Really excited for this weekend as we ramp up and get to see some of the younger faces within the Ducks organization. So if you want to see the future, it's a good time to go check it out. We'll see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.